The mass exodus is on from Canberra as the pollies go on their pre-budget break, so expect the next 6 weeks to be full to the brim with all the drips and the leaks on how the government plans to splash the cash. And today, it was all about energy. It is such a hotly contested topic, and of course the opposition is throwing its weight behind nuclear power. So when your opponent zigs, the government zags. And the Prime Minister has today committed more than $1 billion to the solar manufacturing industry, operating out of former coal mining country in the New South Wales Hunter Valley. In fact, the new solar operations will be happening at the site of the now shut down Liddell coal-fired power station. How's the irony in that? But it will be bringing a whole new range of renewable jobs to the area. As it stands, we have just one manufacturing plant for solar panels in Australia, even though we've taken up rooftop solar with gusto comparable to anywhere in the world. But will this transform our energy sector? And is it just the start of the government's focus on local manufacturing for solar? Well, John Grimes is the CEO of the Smart Energy Council, and he joins me now. John, welcome to Money News.
Pleasure to be here, Deb.
So it's a big idea with big funding behind it, $1 billion. What's your first take on this?
Well, you know, the solar technology that drives the world, actually a $1 trillion global industry, the big waves, the last three big waves have all been invented right here in Australia. Australian IP from the University of New South Wales, from the Australian National University, taken offshore with some strategic government focus and support and turned into a $1 trillion opportunity. So, you know, when it comes to solar, I think Australians are the smartest people in the room. We're also the dumbest people in the room because we didn't exploit the opportunity and retain more value for Australia. Now, we're late to the party, but we're not too late. You know, this solar transformation has begun, but it's actually rapidly gaining pace. And so to actually back Australian IP, technology, innovation, and make sure that the new wave of solar that goes to the world market is commercialised and value-added here in Australia has to be a good thing.
Will we get a better quality product because we build it locally?
Well, the great news is, you know, companies like Sundrive, who benefit massively from this announcement today, have figured out a way to remove silver from solar panels and replace it with copper. In the process, they've dropped prices by 30% and boosted efficiency by 5%. So there is every prospect we could get world-leading technology at a price comparable to what we currently get on the market, and that would be a great thing for Australia.
Well, we need to see a significant uptake of new technology, though, to ensure that we can reach that standard that's already happened in other countries.
Well, the good news is Australia's not just invented the solar breakthrough, the technology piece, but we've also been great in actually designing and producing some of that, well, not producing, but designing the machines that make solar panels. So we certainly know how to do this, and we know how to do it at scale. But you're right, you know, there is a global race underway, and we are very late to the starting line. So I think that we've got to be smart. We're not going to go head-to-head with the world's cheapest product, but we can absolutely hold our own when it comes to good value product that's going to give people a long-term return. You know, Deb, for most people, solar is a credit card purchase. It's $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000. It might be with an Australian product that you pay an extra $500 up front, but the long-term result is you're going to have the world's best solar production, so you get a return on your money over the next 30, 35 years. You see, solar never stops working. And so unlike a fridge or a TV that gets clapped out after a decade, you throw it away, that's not the case with solar. So people should think long-term. The cheapest isn't always best. And so to have Australian-made options, I think that's going to be a great thing for all of us.
Long-term, though, if we've got more local manufacturing and more local supply, will that bring prices down?
It absolutely will. And we should be thinking about how do we have local content rules in these big solar farms, in the commercial industrial scale solar, in the 1.6 million solar rooftops around the country. How do we actually get a piece of this tied to, you know, economic value adding in Australia? So it's demand side, it's supply side. But if we can't bring this together in the sunniest continent in the world where we can produce energy at the lowest cost, then, you know, we may as well pack up and go home. So, you know, that's the opportunity in front of us.
Well, you mentioned that we are behind the eight ball, and we heard from the US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen today bemoaning the amount that China is subsidising the solar industry to dominate the manufacturing space. That's something that our government's going to have to bear in mind as well, aren't they?
You know, and China now produces about 97% of all the solar panels produced around the world. The US is late to the party, but it does require a strategic support. So this is a critical industry that's going to power our economy into the future. This is the oil and gas and coal industry of the future, the electrification of everything. So having a horse in this race is vital for Australia's future, and that's why this announcement, really backing leading-edge Australian innovation, doing it in a smart way, competing where we can but not taking on the fight where we can't, is the recipe for success long-term for us.
But is it sustainable, though? Because if these things are being made in other countries, it's because they're cheaper to be made, and obviously labour is cheaper in other countries. Is it really sustainable to be building the stuff here when it can be done much cheaper in other countries?
So I've toured the world's most advanced solar manufacturing places in China, and these processes are almost 100% robotized. There are very few workers on the ground. There are some that will take the kind of the reject panels or where there's been a production glitch found, but the vast bulk flow through in an automated way. The big input cost to building solar panels is energy. It's the energy in making the solar cells, the silicon wafers. It's the energy in producing the solar panels. If we can actually harness the world's cheapest and cleanest energy and actually produce at scale here, there is no reason why we can't compete with the world's best. So, I'm always, so disappointed when Australians say, we can't make anything in this country. It is not true. Australian innovation at scale, we totally can do it, and we should be doing it for us and for our kids.
So if it's all robots making this stuff, why is the Prime Minister spruiking the jobs growth in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales, where we've had so many jobs lost because of the shutdown of the Liddell coal-fired power station?
So, the direct jobs on the manufacturing piece is one piece of the puzzle. There's the research and development jobs. There's the logistics jobs. There's the trucking jobs. There's the installation jobs. There's a whole ecosystem around this that does represent a massive net increase in jobs in this sector. So what coal would have provided is 15 guys with a shovel, and a supervisor, now is going to be done by hundreds of, actually advanced jobs, skilled jobs that actually, turn us from a dig and ship economy to a circular economy. And if we want to compete internationally, Australia can't be the Kodak of the world. The country that didn't change its ways, tied itself to its lucky past, which has been great coal and gas reserves, but thinking that that's going to actually feed us forever. It's not. We need to position for that now, because actually it doesn't matter what we think. It's what happens in the global economy that's important, and the whole world is shifting on this stuff. There is money to be made by getting ourselves in on the action, but there is a big threat to our economy if we ignore this and don't shift with the times.
All right, well, we'll see how it all plays out. John, great to get your thoughts on it tonight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Deb. Really appreciate it.
John Grimes there from the Smart Energy Council.